Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. City matters, and it matters to everyone who lives in the city, including our councillor, Jim Curd. How you doing, sir?
Good morning. Glad to be here.
All righty. So what's on the agenda for today, my friend?
Well, I'll tell you, we just kind of recap our meeting from last 2 weeks ago, and some highlights of that meeting was very good. We just we've got a nice package of money from the state on CARES money, and we're able to pass along some much needed raise to the city staff, and I think we appropriated the money very well. Those increases we've got money to pay for the next 2 years on, and then we've also put another $1 million of that CARES package money in reserve for whatever might come up as we continue to work through this pandemic for the next several quarters. So it was a good passage, a great use of the money, and I think Mr. Bailey and the administration did a good job in finding ways to use that money.
A lot of wisdom to keep some set aside, because we really don't know what the future's going to hold.
No, I mean, we've been very fortunate, because the sales, the pandemic has kept people here. And our sales tax have been up, and we're very fortunate to have a 2-3% increase in sales tax right now. It's starting to flatten out just a little as we go back to work and the money spreads back out. So we do have some unknowns ahead as we get, not in post-pandemic, but as we start to work through this pandemic. I think we'll see what the economic times are for Bartlesville, and having that money in reserve is very smart.
Indeed, we're hearing that we may have some peaks and valleys, and again, with people staying inside a little bit more, the weather not necessarily as conducive for outdoor activities as it was a week ago.
Right, yeah, and the travel that people did for the vacations, a lot of people just stayed closer to home, so it really did impact our sales and car sales, home sales. I mean, everything's been, I think, above average in a lot of ways. So it's really been, we've seen the better sides of what could be a pretty troubling economic time, but we have certainly some time ahead where we've got to be cautious and make sure we continue to manage our revenues well at the city side.
Councilor Curtin, I've seen some work on the Pathfinder over by Brookline and over there on the east side of town.
Yes, yeah, we're starting our new trailhead. Yeah, we've got a new trailhead going over there and a connection. And with our bond money, I've gotten a lot of great comments from people on our paving that we've done on our pathfinding on Silver Lake and on Frank Phillips. And we're taking care of the Pathfinder. It's a priority for our Parks Department. Our public uses it every day. We've got a couple of groups that follow it on Facebook. They post when trees are down. I mean, we've got a great neighborhood of people that use that Pathfinder, and it's fun to add to it in a prudent way that we can still maintain it, because when I ran 4 years ago, I said, well, let's take care of what we have first, and then if we want to add on later, that's fine. And I think we've added on judiciously in the right places at the right time, and as we planned to do over the years. So we had the money available to add the extension on over there on Brookline, and then build the new trailhead over there also.
Streets are looking pretty good downtown. I noticed that we've got one that's a little rugged, but it's going to look nice in about a week.
It's like driving on velvet downtown
it
right
is.
Now.
It is. Compared to a year ago, it's like, wow.
We got to enjoy it while we can, because it didn't last forever. But it's been, again, a part of our 2018 bond money, $2 million we spent on our downtown streets. Been long awaited, not necessarily overdue, but long awaited. And it certainly dresses up our downtown. The new striping, the plastic thermoplastic striping dresses up downtown, makes it so much clearer. Additional parking, the way we've rearranged some parking. So it's been just a tremendous benefit to our downtown, and continues to show that the council has a priority to take care of downtown and keep it as our front door to our community.
Well, you and several others were involved in a forum just the other night. We had it on K1TV.com, and everybody did a great job. And I want to thank the League of Women Voters for putting that on, and some great questions. One of them came up was private and public partnerships, where we've seen in other towns like Edmond and others.
Yes.
We're always looking for ways to make our town a bit more attractive, not only to us, but maybe to others. You see something like this working. I think the Tower Center was somewhat representative of that.
It was. I brought that up in the debate, and it was a great forum. We had got two great candidates. We've got Eric Terway, who's competing against me, and Jason Herr, who's competing with Paul Stewart. So the league is to be thanked. They did a wonderful job. It was one of the best forums I've been to, simply because we worked through questions quickly, respectfully, and I think there was a lot of information put out to the public as to see the differences between the two candidates and their opponents, and worked well. And yes, the question did come up, and I cited it in that debate that or in that forum, that I think that the Tower Center represents kind of that a linchpin of showing that who puts that money up first. Is it the public sector or the private sector? And as a taxpayer and now as a councilman, I believe the city has a role in leading in some ways. And when they can initiate a process like that, and then for a $1.7 million project, and then raise another $600,000 from the private sector, all throughout the community, large corporations, small businesses, everybody donated at that level, is a great testament to the feeling that people have that Bartlesville is worth investing in. And it's a great satisfaction to see things like that come together. And it was mentioned as the YMCA in the forum, and I think that would always be a great partnership for the city to be involved in. We've looked at ways to do that in the past. It hasn't worked out. Excuse me. Whether it be the centered around a school, an aquatic center, we've looked at things like that. So that's still in our planning books, and someday hopefully that'll come together.
Well, recently we had the voters pass the GO bond and the CIP. And there's this little tournament that took place out at Hillcrest Country Club over the weekend. It was a pickleball tournament. I've never seen that before. I've never seen it being played till I actually went out there. And I look up our friend Kumar and say, hey, this is what this is all about. Yeah. There's about, I don't know, anywhere from 175 to 200 people out playing pickleball.
Yes.
And they were having a blast. And I understand that part of our bond, are part of the monies raised through these voter-approved mechanisms here are going to actually pay for some pickleball courts for the public to use. And yes, that might be an investment that's going to surprise people. They might chuckle a little bit at the name, but I just saw what happened over the weekend with my own eyes, and this can actually kind of play in pretty good for a nice visit to Bartlesville.
You bet. It was Kumar's had the full court press on the city council for the last several months. I mean, he and his group were very persuasive, brought a lot of good data, a lot of good tournament information. Kumar is a pickleball fanatic. He is good at it. His team is good at it. And so the council weighed the opportunity to participate at that level, because pickleball is not in any of our studies that we have right now. It's a fairly new sport, and so it was new to the council, and I think the council reacted very judiciously, and we did allocate around $480,000 to go down and close some courts down at Johnstone Park, the tennis courts down there. They'll still be available for tennis. Pickleball sets up and breaks down very easily with the moving of nets. There's another set of lines that have to remain, but the courts can be used continuously as tennis courts and then converted over immediately for a pickleball. And that tournament that Kumar and his group of volunteers and staff put on there was just sensational. I spoke to him at 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and I mean, they had been up, warmed up, practicing, doing calisthenics, getting ready to play pickleball at 8 o'clock in the morning, and there was literally 150 people there ready to play. So he's limited on his court size with the size of tournament that we have. That's a good problem to have, because it fills up each tournament. He turned away a number of teams this year. We had players from 12 different states. So Kumar, he and pickleball here in Bartlesville is alive and well, and I think the city council is looking forward to participating as that money becomes available in the bond issue from 218 to convert those tennis courts to pickleball courts. And then between the club and the tennis courts, we could have additional courts available, increase the size of the tournament. These people were here from Friday through Sunday. They stayed in our hotels. They ate in our restaurants. They participated in the community. There were some down at the Jazz Center thing that we had on Friday afternoon. Friday afternoon, I believe, at Tower Center. So it was a great, great event in town, and he got rave reviews, as so many of our tournaments are conducted here, basketball, baseball. People come to this community, we put on tournaments, and like no other community, and they walk away shaking their head going, this is some of the best run tournaments, the most hospitable town that they've ever been to. I'm very proud of it.
I tell people about Bartlesville, and I tell them how people really do root for your success, no matter who you are.
Yep.
They want things to go well for people.
Yep.
And they think you're telling a fib until they show up, and then they say, well, my goodness, this doesn't happen anywhere.
Yep.
I kind of like our uniqueness, but it could stand to spread around the world.
That's right. Well, it's with ambassadors like Kumar and his family in town, we've got a lot of people like that, Bob Pomeroy, Debbie Muggenberg, Charlie Bowerman, and people like that have been essential to our sports, youth sports in this town. And this is a new type of sport and tournament in town because it's a lot of adults play it, and middle-aged adults play it because it's easier to play than tennis, and it's quick. The games are fast. I mean, it's very conducive for older adults that get older and can move around the court. I mean, it's just, and there was young people there, but it's not a youth sport as we see. We've had so much success with our baseball and basketball tournaments that we put on here in town. So great credit to the community for putting on a great tournament, and Kumar for heading it up.
Yeah, indeed. I saw people from a lot of different age groups, and they were all just having fun. And that, I think, universally, that's what it was. It was just a lot of fun. And
it was fun.
Competition.
Yeah.
Now, we've got other things coming up. I think in early December, folks are going to get the chance to clean up their yards, by golly.
We do have.
And we're going to have a leaf pickup.
Yeah, we have our annual pickup coming up, and that's always a big participation of people. The leaves are starting to fall, as we all know. And with the cooler temperatures we've got in the last few days, I think they'll be hitting the ground pretty quickly. We also have just a couple things to mention real quick.
Sure.
In December, we're going to go out for bids in November on our Hillcrest project, putting in the new road on Hillcrest from the Caney Bridge to 20th. Mm-hmm. So that's been in design for several months. It's out of design, and it will be put out to bid in sometime in November, and perhaps accepting the bids in the first week in December. That's been a great project. We've been waiting to get underway. We moved that project because we wanted to get some water drainage work done so that we could put in the Tower Center. So that project's up and running and getting ready to run, and looking forward to get Hillcrest a new roadbed put in there so we don't have to repave it every 2 years, a safer roadbed for all the high school kids that drive around that road. And then we're also going to convert the old roadbed to part of a Pathfinder extension too. So it's going to be, we've got a lot of great plans for that road, and looking forward to get that project done in December also, or getting started in December also.
Anything else you'd like to answer?
Just was going to mention, and also on our public transportation, we've on Cimarron, we have City Ride, and starting in January, that service will be extended to an evening and a Saturday service. It is now an on-demand service. You can call them. They'll pick you up at your home. You can book consistent pickup days for work or for school. It's subsidized if you're going to work or school. I think it's $1 a ride. Our traffic committee has done a tremendous job in keeping our transportation in this community up. And in fact, in speaking with Mr. Gentius and his dealings with it, he's mentioned to several times that people that look at our transportation system feel like our community has gone above and beyond providing transportation throughout our community. So we have that in January. That service is expanding their hours to some extent.
Very good. Jim Kurt, thanks for being with us today.
Glad to be here today.
Thanks. All right. We've got more coming up. Hang in here, folks. We've got more on the way right here on K1, the one you trust. And our K1 news time right now is 8:47.